We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Roy Williams Show on the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Tonight's show is presented by Pinehurst. One smile, one round, one moment at a time. Tonight's show is also brought to you in part by Trusted Choice Independence Insurance Agents of North Carolina, who want you to stay safe behind the wheel. Let's have a hands-free NC. Ford is built to fit your lifestyle. Check out the great offers on the vehicles that'll help you win the day at buyfordnow.com. Contact your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. And by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Hello again, and welcome to the latest edition of the Roy Williams Show. My name is Jones Angel. I'll be hosting you through the next hour alongside the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. We're going to be talking Carolina basketball. Look back at what has been a busy week for Carolina. Talk 900 wins for Coach. I know he doesn't want to do that, but we're going to do it anyway. And, of course, look ahead to the season finale, Carolina hosting Duke on Saturday in the Smith Center. Plus, you'll hear some from former Tar Heel Danny Green. Danny now with the Philadelphia 76ers. Adam Lucas and I had a chance to talk to Danny here recently and think you'll enjoy that. But, Coach, first of all, good to see you again. And has been a busy week, actually three games since we last met. We'll focus on the last two mostly here at the beginning of the show. But an up-and-down week in what has been a bit of an up-and-down season for Carolina. Tar Heels picked up probably their best win of the season on Saturday at home against Florida State, but also suffered two frustrating defeats to Marquette in Chapel Hill and also Syracuse on the road. Busy week, Coach, for your team, for sure.
Well, it was a busy week. You play Wednesday, Saturday, Monday. There's a lot of things going on, and perhaps it took some toll on our guys. I don't know. We play so many guys, nobody's got to do, you know, the 38, 39 minutes a game kind of thing, but a great win at home, Florida State. So pleased that some of our fans, particularly some of our students, were able to come in and see the game, and it was a wonderful setting. And I've never heard 3,000 people sound as good as they did on Saturday against Florida State. And then go play at Syracuse, and they have zero people there at Syracuse. And Syracuse outplayed us, and yet just to play here and to play there, we had a chance to win the game at the end, but didn't work out.
Coach, the win over Florida State was number 900 in your career, just the fourth Division I men's head coach to reach that number. Mike Krzyzewski, Jim Boeheim, Bob Knight, the other three. I know you've never been one to focus on numbers or milestones, but certainly one to be proud of, I would think.
Well, I would think so. You know, it's something I'll think about a little later. I was just so just desperately so much wanted number 15 for that team, for our team right now. And you know, it's a neat deal, I'm sure, and I'll think about it more later on. But right now, I'm trying to figure out how to get to number 16.
Carolina, the latest action was just last night in Syracuse, 72-70 Orange victory, the final. And Coach, felt like turnovers and the inability to get consistent offense outside of the painted area were the two areas that hurt your team in this game.
Well, those two, but also the reason we had to do so much outside is because we didn't do anything inside. We got some baskets early, and then we stopped moving. Our big guys did not a very good job. I could say terrible job of moving and demanding the ball, and our perimeter players didn't get it in there. And so now you're trying to beat Syracuse's zone from the outside, which we have not shown a good consistency of shooting the ball from the outside. And they got to us and showed their length, blocked a couple of them, and those kind of things made the day a miserable day for Kerwin Walton, for example. But got out on Caleb. Got a little bit of a finger on one of his last shots that would, needless to say, would have been a huge three for us if we'd have gotten that one to go in. But turnovers were the biggest thing, and then the second biggest thing, not just the fact that we didn't beat them from outside, but we did such a poor job of getting it inside by our perimeter people and our post guys not working hard enough.
Carolina's post players had 18 shot attempts in the first half, just 9 in the second half against Syracuse on Monday night. Coach, that's in the last three games, 60 turnovers for your team, including 20 against Syracuse. The previous 10 games, Carolina had a positive assist turnover ratio in 9 of those 10. But this last week seems like those turnover problems have elevated again.
Well, they have, and I can't understand it because nobody emphasizes it more. But the bottom line, that's what it is, and we just got to correct it before the next game.
Coach, one individual, and don't know if you feel this way, but at least statistically, Armando Bacot had a nice bounce back after he'd been in a bit of a funk here recently, but 18 points and 15 rebounds, season high for him against Syracuse.
Yeah, he did not do the things that he wanted to do and I wanted to do in the previous couple of games for sure. Stays in a little bit of foul trouble, some silly fouls, some illegal screens, you know, and I go back to Notre Dame last year, he sets an illegal screen. I said, that's the one that should teach you for the rest of your life because it costs us a game. And now we still do that, and that's one of his turnovers. And offensive fouls, a turnover, and those kind of things. But, no, he was all over the backboard for us against Syracuse, and we needed more effort and more movement from him, but even more so from the other guys.
Those 15 rebounds, I think I mentioned, a season high for Armando. That was his fifth double-double of the season to this point. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll look back at some of the matchup with Florida State on Saturday. Plus, later in the show, we're going to preview the Senior Day matchup with Duke, answer some of your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels, and more. It's the Roy Williams Show from Learfield. IMG College.
Evora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Evora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Evora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Texting while driving takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. That's like driving the length of a basketball court 3 times with your eyes closed. Research shows you are 3 times more likely to get into an accident when distracted by a cell phone. Trusted Choice independent insurance agents urge you and your families to put down your phone. Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. Let's have a hands-free NC. Brought to you by Trusted Choice independent insurance agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
Start with a foundation of toughness, then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 11 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today. Based on 2010 through 2020 calendar year sales.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gator will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea.
It's bow time.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to get back to the conversation with Coach Williams in just a moment, but a reminder that the Roy Williams Show is brought to you in part by Food Lion, and Food Lion is the proud sponsor of the Score to Give More campaign as well. For every free throw the Tar Heels make this season, Food Lion Feeds will donate 100 meals to a local area food bank, and that helps our neighbors in need this winter. So, gosh, just this past week in the 3 games the Tar Heels played, they made a total of 56 free throws in the 3 games. That's 5,600 meals in the Score to Give More campaign. That brings the yearly total so far to 34,400 meals donated by Food Lion and the Score to Give More campaign. Gosh, thank you, Food Lion. That Score to Give More campaign presented by Food Lion, the official grocer of the ACC. All right, let's get back to our conversation with Coach Williams. We'll look back at the matchup with Florida State from this past Saturday. Still that and a lot more to do here on the Roy Williams Show. The Tar Heels hosted Florida State on Saturday, and Coach, you mentioned this a little earlier. The official attendance was 3,263, and those 3,200 plus felt like it made a difference. And just fun to have a crowd in a more normal game-like atmosphere for what was a big matchup with the Seminoles.
Well, it was a huge matchup for us. We needed the win. We got the win, but those fans were incredible, and it was a great experience for our guys to get a little sampling of what the Smith Center can be like. And again, guys, we got 7 freshmen, 6 of them have never played with people in the stands there. Yeah. So it was something that was really good for us, and I think the crowd helped us.
Could you feel that energy on the sideline?
Yeah, I could. And the pregame and during the play, and when they start chanting Walker Kessler's name, they start doing some things for us. I mean, there's no question the crowd was a big help for us.
Coach, you were down 16 late in the first half and then 12 at halftime. Felt important, though. You came out of the locker room and immediately got right back into the game. That felt important in this comeback.
Well, it was. And, you know, it's one of those things you do as a coach. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I told them we get the ball first and let's do a great job getting the shot we want. We score. Let's go down and get one stop. Come back and get the ball and then score again and go down and get one more stop. And then if we do that, guys, we're talking about 2 stops, 2 great possessions offensively and 2 stops on the defense. We'll be right back in the ball game and they will feel the heat. And I think that's what happened.
Free throws, big story in this game, Coach. Carolina missed its first 2 and then made 27 of 28 after that, including some big ones down the stretch.
Well, it really was huge, and we'd like to add some of those free throws against Syracuse because they would have helped us to, needless to say, it ends up being a 2-point game, but we missed some key free throws down the stretch in that game. But, going to the line and knocking the free throws in, I thought really was the difference in the game, and I was so proud of those guys because there's a little heat on you.
Sure.
And you step up there, and I think we made 14 out of 14 in the second half.
Kerwin Walton had some big ones in the last couple of minutes. Armando Bacot had a big pair for the Tar Heels. Caleb Love as well. So a lot of different guys hitting some big free throws late in that game. But Coach Walker Kessler, probably the big individual story in the game. 20 points, 8 rebounds, 4 blocks, and boy, made an impact, it felt like, on both sides of things.
You know, sometimes with 2 big guys, it's been difficult to get good matchups because so many teams go to 1 big guy, and so that 4-man is a 6'5 guy running right there on the court, and it makes it difficult. But what we always try to do is make our size a more dominating factor and make them adjust to us. We haven't always been able to do that this year. And the Florida State game, they have a couple of big guys, and they very seldom play them together, but at least it's a little bit easier for us to match up with them. And we played better, so they had a problem matching up with us. It wasn't just having a problem chasing the 6'6 guy around 3-point line. And they had a difficult time, but Walker Kessler was really, really good in the first half. I started him in the second half because his play in the first half deserved that other chance, and then he was even better in the second half, and he was huge. Well, he was not huge. He was the reason. If we don't have him, we don't win the game.
He seems to do two things, Coach, that you would like from a big guy. He seems to run the floor pretty effectively, and then we've talked about his length. It just changes things defensively.
Yeah, it really does, and he was a little frustrated last night in Syracuse game because he didn't have that effect on their drives to the basket last night. But in the Florida State game, he had as good a game as any individual we've had all year long. Mm-hmm. And if you really sit there and think about it, I can't think of anyone else that's played a better game than Walker Kessler did against Florida State.
Walker was honored as the co-ACC Freshman of the Week. That gives Carolina now five different individuals that have been named ACC Freshman of the Week. De'Ron Sharp has been honored. Caleb Love has been honored twice. RJ Davis has been honored, as has Kerwin Walton. And that is the first time in ACC history that one school has had five different players named Freshman of the Week throughout the season. So congratulations to Walker and all those guys as they continue to try to mature and grow through their freshman year here in Chapel Hill.
Yeah, and we need them to mature a little quicker because it's coming down to the really difficult time of the year. But I'm very, very pleased with our freshmen. I'm not satisfied with them, but I'm very pleased with what they've done, and that's a unique honor.
And again, that was win number 900 for Coach. He achieved that win total in 1,161 games and 33 seasons, making him the fastest both game-wise and season-wise to hit that number. We're going to hit a commercial break, come back, and we're going to start answering some of your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. That's after this on The Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
From star athletes to super fans, UNC Health is dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds. For you, the latest advancements and our greatest expertise are always in play to deliver personalized care with the utmost compassion. It's the kind of care that keeps champions like you and your family in the game when it matters the most. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
Hey, Harris Teeter shoppers. It's easy to save on fuel with Harris Teeter's new Fuel Points program. Just use your Vic card every time you shop and you'll earn one fuel point for every dollar you spend on participating items. For every 100 fuel points you earn, you can save 10 cents per gallon on fuel purchases at any Harris Teeter fuel center and participating BP or Amoco location. The more fuel points you earn, the more you can save. Up to $1 per gallon. Terms and conditions apply. Visit harristeeter.com to learn more.
My Harris Teeter.
Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. You can't control other motorists, but you can control how you operate your vehicle. Avoid distractions while driving, like texting or checking social media. You can't drive safely unless driving has your full attention. Any non-driving activity you engage in increases your risk of crashing. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
When you're craving delicious, crunchy snacks, reach for the brand you grew up with. Utz. Delicious snacks like Utz Ripple, Wavy, or Kettle Classic Chips, sourdough pretzels, or cheese curls. Utz snacks have been made by the same family for nearly 100 years. Cooked craft style with only the highest quality ingredients and delivered quickly for the freshest snacks ever. Utz snacks. Freshness you can hear and authentic flavor you can taste with a satisfying crunch. Everyone loves Utz.
Thanks so much for being with us here on the show. And just a quick schedule note, we only have one more show scheduled with Coach. That is next week prior to the ACC tournament. We'll talk, maybe do one at the end of the year once things have all wrapped up for Carolina. But right now, only one more scheduled. That is next week with Coach. And we appreciate you joining us. It's been a unique season, of course. We'd much rather be there in person with you at Top of the Hill. But we're doing our best to bring you Coach this year in what has been a unique season in so many different ways. And you can can always be a part of the show, sending us questions, asktheheels@gmail.com, asktheheels@gmail.com, or send me a tweet at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. And here on the show, our first three questions are our top three questions, presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, reminding you to practice your three W's. That's wear, wait, and wash, and resolve to keep North Carolina healthy. Coach, let's get started. This one comes from Jonathan Edmonds, and referencing a play in the Syracuse game, wanted to know if you have ever seen a goaltend on a three-point shot before. Carolina ended up being the recipient of that. Andrew Playtech took a corner three that was blocked on the way down, and Carolina was given credit for the basket.
Well, I have seen it before, yes, and I almost saw it one time, which I was about to have a heart attack. But last night, to me, it was clear that the ball was going to be short, but it was going to hit the rim. Yeah. You never know what happens after that. Does it hit the rim and go straight up in the air? So the referees have to decide, does it have a chance? And if it hits the rim, it has a chance. And so I thought they went and looked at it on the monitor, and they felt good about it. But, no, I remember we're playing, I think I'll get this right, Washington in the NCAAs in 2012. And a guy shot one from the corner, and John Henson went up and got it and just sort of palmed it and brought it down. But it was falling short. It had no chance to go in. But I said, John, we have a three-point lead. Why would you do that? And he said, well, Coach, he had his both feet on the line, and I knew that when he shot it. But I didn't know that. I was 94 feet away, but I was disturbed at John for blocking the shot because they could have called goaltending, but it was clearly it was going to miss, and they did not do it.
Coach, this one actually comes from Jonathan Edmonds as well. So we're taking two questions that Jonathan has sent in, and was talking about some of your big guys seem to get themselves, in Jonathan's opinion, in some tough positions on offense between the baseline and the back of the backboard. Then they have to jump back through some defenders to try and get a shot. Do you think it's just court awareness, or do they think they can get to the basket quicker, and have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah, I've noticed it. My God, just again, think, Jones, who you're talking to. If they see something, I've seen it a million times. But, yeah, Dayron's probably more than anybody else, but he also has enough power that he gets right through that all the time. If you look at the Florida State game, we go into him twice in a row, and it's the same thing. He's too low, but he's powerful enough to go up. I don't like it. I like it to be on the block or just barely inside the block. But, again, it's Walker Kessler, Dayron, both freshmen, Armando, a sophomore. Garrison's the only one that hasn't gotten caught in there as much as the others, but he's a more experienced guy.
Coach, last one of our three questions presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. This one comes from Kevin Baggs, and we've talked a lot about home versus away this year, and Kevin wanted to know if you have seen a difference in focus or energy level in home games versus away games. Carolina 9-1 at home, 3-7 in true road games, 6-8 if you throw in the neutral games in there.
No, it's not an energy level. I mean, come on, if you go practice 80 times, you're going to know that backboard better. You're going to know the background better. You're going to feel more comfortable shooting on that floor with what the ball bounces like. I mean, it's like playing golf. You know, it doesn't make any difference what kind of enthusiasm you have. You play one course 10 times and another one. You're that course you play 10 times, you're going to know more about the course. And even without the fans, I said it, and I've said it on this show early in the year. I mean, at one point, the teams in the ACC were winning a higher percentage of home games than they had ever won, mm-hmm. when that's without fans. But it's just you get to sleep in your own bed. You get to meals that you're normally eating. I mean, we had meals this weekend, and, you know, they were late a couple of times, and those people treat us well. But, I mean, it's just everything is unusual on the road, and everything is pretty much organized and smooth at home. And it's we have people that try their best and do a great, great job on the road, but you're not sleeping in your bed, your pillow, your room temperature. I mean, one of the coaches, the room was so hot that he couldn't believe it. I put mine on 78, and I usually sleep on 69. It was so daggum cold. I put my shoes on to go to the bathroom. Come on now. You're in your own bed, in your own home, and to get up and play a game, or you go somewhere else where the snow's blowing sideways and the building's shaking because of the wind, it doesn't have anything to do with preparation. You're going to do better at home because of familiarity.
You mentioned shooting backgrounds. What the dome? Everybody talked about shooting in domes. Was it even more challenging with nobody there, in your opinion?
That would be an excuse, so I'm not going to use that. But it is different shooting in there. I mean, you look at the record, Syracuse is going to shoot better home than they do on the road.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
It's a pretty easy deal.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back, get to a few more questions for Coach. Plus, we're going to talk about the Tar Heel seniors. Senior Day is coming up on Saturday against Duke. That and more when we return to the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
It's bow time.
So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from Grill Master to MVP. Then you realize... You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea.
It's bow time.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruisers is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you homegate with Cruisers. Share a pic on Cruisers' Facebook page, and one legendary homegater will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruisers, let's go!
Safe, accessible, reliable. Breakthrough Physical Therapy, proud partner of Carolina Athletics, promises that your care will be safe, accessible, and reliable, making sure you're back to your daily activities sooner. Breakthrough has 7 locations throughout the Raleigh-Durham area, as well as several others throughout North and South Carolina. Contact Breakthrough, Carolina's choice for keeping you in the game of life today. Breakthrough-PT.com.
As an official sponsor of Tar Heel Sports, Janie King has the playbook to handle all of your commercial cleaning needs, from office buildings to stadiums, from hospitals to hotels. Janie King provides daily, weekly, and monthly cleaning to tens of thousands of businesses around the world. Call Janie King of Raleigh-Durham today at 919-852-1555. That's 919-852-1555. Or visit us at JannieKing.com. Janie King, the king of clean.
Win a trip to the BMW Performance Driving School and feel like the ultimate playmaker. Test drive a BMW at a participating North Carolina BMW Center February 2nd through March 6th and receive 2 entries into BMW's Ultimate Driving Experience, plus a $1,000 credit towards a new BMW. Experience a test drive to and from the BMW Performance Center in Spartanburg, South Carolina, a track day, hotel stay, and more. Visit bmwsweeps.eventsbmw.com/tarheels for full details and register today. BMW, proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
Welcome back to the Roy Williams Show. My name is Jones Angel, and we're going to get back to the conversation with Coach Williams in just a moment, and that will include him answering some more of your questions. That's brought to you by Cruisers, your fast and friendly local convenience store. Cruisers, let's go. Before we do that, though, let's take a look around Carolina Athletics, as there is a bunch of different sports competing at the moment. That includes baseball, which entered the rankings for the first time this year, checking in at number 25 in the country after a 6-1 start. That includes a 3-1 week this past week for the Diamond Heels. That was a midweek win over Elon, and then a big 2-1 series victory over number 2 Virginia. The Tar Heels took the first 2 games of that series with the Cavaliers, fell by 1 run in the final game. Carolina's next action, no midweek game this week. It will be the next ACC series, which is on the road in Blacksburg at Virginia Tech. 4 number 1 ranked teams in Chapel Hill competing right now. That includes women's lacrosse, number 1 in the nation, now 5-0 on the year. They added to the win total this past week, beating number 8 Duke and then also Vanderbilt. Combined final of those 2 matches for Carolina was 30-12. They host Boston College Saturday at 11 a.m. Next action for the women. Men's lacrosse, also number 1 in the country. They improved to 5-0 on the year with a victory over High Point this past week. Final score on that one was 27-12. The Heels host Mercer on Saturday at 2 o'clock in their next action.
Women's tennis, number one in the country, now 11-0 on the year. Just one match this past week. It was a win over Louisville. The ladies will host both Miami and Florida State this weekend. The match against Miami, Saturday at noon. Florida State is Sunday at noon in Chapel Hill. And finally, men's tennis, also number one in the country. They improved to 8-0 on the season. Had a couple of nice road wins this past weekend over Clemson and also Georgia Tech. The guys back on the road for a pair this upcoming weekend at Louisville Friday at 2 p.m. and then at Notre Dame Sunday at noon. So a ton going on and a lot of success as well. Let's get back to our conversation with Coach Williams. We still have so much to do here on the Roy Williams Show. Back here on the show, my name's Jones Angel, along with the head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. And Coach, you didn't hear this part, but before you and I started talking again in this segment, went through some of the success that the Carolina Spring Sports are having right now, and that includes four teams ranked number one in the nation, both men's and women's lacrosse, both men's tennis and women's tennis. And well, some people might know this, some people might not. You played such a big role in the seniors who had their seasons cut short a season ago due to COVID being able to come back, stay on scholarship, and play. Why was that important to you to help those young men and women?
Well, you know, last year things were so hectic. I mean, we're ACC tournament, and the next day we're sending our kids home.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying we're sending them home for a break. We're sending them home for the rest of the semester. And I was thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, our women's tennis team at that time was ranked number one in the country, and they had just destroyed everybody. And I was thinking, what if I were a senior and my season was cut short and somebody said, you're done? And I knew that those girls had really prepared to try to win the NCAA championship, which is the outdoor tournament, right. what is considered the NCAA's. And then I started thinking about women's lacrosse at that time was ranked number one. Men's lacrosse was in the top 10. Our men's tennis was in the top 10. And it just hit me that I would be dying. And I went home and talked to Wando about it and told her I just could not imagine what my thought process would be. I would be crushed, and I mean crushed. And she said, you want to help them out? And I said, yeah, let's do that. And she said, how much would it be? And I'd already done the research a little bit. And so I told her, but we decided to do it. And it's something that I've tried to do a few things over the years at Kansas and at North Carolina that make you feel good. But I'll say that that probably made me feel better than anything we've ever done. And I wanted to keep it quiet. Mm. And then all of a sudden it got out that coaches weren't doing anything, and they listed me over there that I hadn't done anything, and everybody got mad about it, and Kirk said, we got to let everybody know now, kind of thing. So, but that's the reason it got out. But just trying to help out those seniors, and it was strictly how crushed I would have been, and just I don't know how I would have handled it. I know I would not have handled it well, so Wanda and I were really happy to be able to do it.
Incredibly generous, and those teams are really performing well. Like we said, four number one ranked teams. Field hockey will be ranked number one when it starts playing again here soon. Baseball is ranked after a great weekend, so gosh, so many teams having a lot of success around Chapel Hill right now. Coach, Senior Day is coming up on Saturday. Of course, a unique season with seniors and trying to decide what they want to do in the future, but you have four seniors on your team right now. Just wanted to mention them quickly. You have two non-scholarship seniors in Walker Miller and KJ Smith, of course, both who have family ties to Carolina.
They're Carolina people. KJ's dad, Kenny, was a great player for us. Walker's older brother, Wes, helped us win a national championship. Walker was going to go to the Ivy League and yep. then decided, yeah, he'd like to play basketball, and I loved it. KJ had been at University of Pacific and talked to his dad, and he said he just wanted to have a good basketball experience. Both of them have been great for us, and they are Tar Heel families, and they are Tar Heels forever.
Andrew Playtech, coach, also a senior, will be playing for the last time in the Smith Center.
Yes, Andrew, you know, from the New England area, from New York, all the time he's talking about the Patriots. More than he talks about the Jets and those kind of things. But a guy that I just saw play in the Peach Jam and thought he played so hard and made a bunch of shots the first two games I saw him play. And he's been beaten up quite a bit this year, but a kid that I've really, really loved.
And Coach Garrison Brooks, who has had such an impact on your program over the last several seasons.
Yeah, last year, you know, we really needed somebody to be able to score inside on a consistent basis, and Garrison was phenomenal for us. Hasn't had the ball go in the basket for him as much this year, and I feel badly for that part. But the kind of kid that I'm coaching for, because I just love dealing with him, and I could coach Garrison Brooks for the rest of my life.
That matchup with Duke is 6 o'clock on Saturday. We'll talk about the Blue Devils in just a moment. But, Coach, let's sneak in one or two more questions here before we go to break. This one comes from David Phillips, and this is an interesting question, Coach. Wants to know if you have any feel for how the selection committee in NCAA tournament may handle all the uneven schedules this year, and how you think they may try to handle all of that.
Well, it's going to be interesting, you know, because we, the bottom three or four teams in our league, we didn't get to play nearly as much
that's
as
right.
some of the other teams in our league, and that's not picking on anybody. It's just, I mean, Miami's just been decimated by injuries. BC's just been decimated by the virus. You know, those two teams particularly, and Steve coming up here from East Tennessee State, Wake Forest, I mean, he put together a better team over the summer than I've ever seen, but yet he didn't have anything to start with because so many guys left.
Yep.
But some teams have been able to play those teams a lot more than others, but there's always going to be inequality with the unbalanced schedule. The problem I have this year is we lost so many home games,
mm-hmm.
and some other teams were able to play their full selection of home games, and we played 9 out of our 10, but we also only played 7 conference home games, I think it is.
Carolina, in the three teams that Coach just mentioned, only played those three teams 2 total times in the regular season this year. Coach, one more before we take a break here. Jeremy May wants to know, biggest difference in your mind between Kansas and North Carolina, or coaching at Kansas and North Carolina?
Oh, my gosh, there's a million differences, and there's almost none. And I know that sounds ridiculous. The Smith Center the other day with 3,200 people, that's what we'd like to have it when there were 21,000 there. They were so active and everything. Allen Fieldhouse, I've always said, is just a phenomenal place to play. I mean, whether it's a 12-year-old, a 19-year-old, or a 65- or a 75-year-old, they go in there and they lose their mind. At Allen Fieldhouse, it's just the greatest home court advantage you can possibly ever imagine. Both places, tremendous history, tremendous interest. I like the weather here a heck of a lot better. the weather in Kansas, that wind blowing sideways, got me quite a few times. But the passion that the Kansas people had for basketball is something that I really, really loved and appreciated. And they used to say, hey, Coach, going back to Dodge City, it's only 5 hours tonight. And, you know, and he'd driven 5 hours there to see a game 5 hours back. We don't have that kind of fanaticism here. You know, we have, that 7 o'clock game's too early, 9 o'clock game's too late. But we still have that same kind of passion for college basketball in the Smith Center. And you know what it is, Jones? I loved Kansas, absolutely loved it. But North Carolina's home. And that's it's almost emotional to talk about how fortunate I feel to be the coach at North Carolina.
Coach, before we sneak in a break, one of those guys who has made this such a great journey for you during your time here is Danny Green, part of the 2009 National Championship. Adam and I had a chance to talk to him. Folks will hear a little bit of that conversation coming up. And what a terrific player in Chapel Hill and now a 3-time world champion in the NBA.
Danny's a sweetheart of a kid and just love him to death. Helped us win a national championship, but is one of those guys that just kept plugging along and just has had a great, great, great career.
So you'll hear some of that interview with Danny when we return. We will have Coach for one more segment after this break. We'll break down the upcoming matchup with Duke. That's when we return on the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless couture, blush, and harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
From star athletes to superfans, UNC Health is dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds. For you, the latest advancements and our greatest expertise are always in play to deliver personalized care with the utmost compassion. It's the kind of care that keeps champions like you and your family in the game when it matters the most. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
Send fresh North Carolina baked goods to the ones you love, no matter where they are. Dewey's Bakery has been baking scrumptious Moravian cookie thins, sugar cake, cheese straws, and other treats in Winston-Salem since 1930. Visit Dewey's.com to order heartwarming Southern gifts shipped across the U.S., straight from Dewey's Ovens to your family and friends. Plus, get free shipping on orders of $49.99 and up. Visit DEWEYS.com today.
Start with a foundation of toughness, then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 11 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today. Based on 2010 through 2020 calendar year sales.
This season, there's one thing I'm looking forward to. Yeah, that and the great game day food. We can still celebrate big because I shop at Food Lion, like topping my sliders with bacon and cheese, adding a twist to my guac with roasted tomatoes, turning up the heat on my hot wings with jalapeno poppers on the side, and I'll pick up some treats in the bakery. Food Lion's got the fun and affordable food you need to keep your game day spirit high, because this is our home, and that's our Food Lion.
As promised, you're about to hear a bit of an interview Adam Lucas and I conducted with Danny Green as part of the Carolina Insider podcast. And don't worry, we'll get you back to Coach Williams here in just a little bit on the Roy Williams Show. Of course, he's going to preview the matchup with Duke. But Adam and I had a chance to talk with Danny, who's now with the Philadelphia 76ers. Of course, Danny Green, part of the 2009 National Championship team in Chapel Hill, has gone on to win now three NBA titles, one with the Spurs, one with the Raptors, and one with the Los Angeles Lakers. So let's get to that interview. Again, this is part of the Carolina Insider podcast. We've been trying to bring you an interview from the podcast every week this year on the Roy Williams Show. So let's get to it, our conversation with Danny Green.
This is one of our very favorites, Danny Green. You don't need any sort of big hyped up introduction for Danny Green because he's awesome. That's all you need to know.
Absolutely. Danny, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What's up? Thank you guys. I appreciate it. I'm not as awesome as you guys, but appreciate you having me on, man.
Now, Danny,
always coming back and then chopping it with you guys.
Okay, hold on now. So now you're like super big in the podcast game. But let me just say,
I wouldn't say super big, but yes, I do have a podcast.
Well, but let me just say, I remember several summers ago, you came in and sat down with us. You had your camera guy with you. It was we were in my old office. It was super cramped, but that was like one of your first taste in podcast. So basically what I'm saying is, did we get you started in the podcast game?
Possibly. I mean, that experience helped me understand what it was like. But I have to give full credit to my co-host, Harrison Sanford. Inside the Green Room is my podcast, but my co-host, Harrison Sanford, is one that talked me into it. I wasn't so, I guess, enthused by it being in San Antonio, how they would take it as an organization, because you know how they are with the media and how they like to keep things very close to chest and want guys doing much with the media outside the court. But when I got traded to Toronto, and I also, everybody thought I had information on Kawhi, so it kind of blew up in that nature. And it became bigger than I ever expected it to be, man. And it's been fun ever since. I've learned a lot about my teammates. It's grown, and I've learned a lot about the media and kind of been able to rewrite my narrative of myself, my teammates, or, you know, change the narrative or create my own narrative for some people. So it's been awesome.
It's something you don't have to do. So I have to think that you must like it. What do you like about doing it?
I said I enjoy just learning about people, mainly my teammates. A lot of it, you know, I get a chance to talk to them day to day, but it's mostly work stuff. We all talk about basketball, we talk about a little about family, but their hobbies, their passions, their past, their future, like the things that my co-host and my producer does research on and asks them, are things that I'd never imagined to talk about during the season, you know what I'm saying, or on the plane or watching shows. So I get a chance to learn about them. I get a chance to talk to multiple different talents, a multitude of variations of people, and learn about them. And also get a chance to actually catch up with my guys and talk sports and kind of get that barbershop talk that you don't get, especially during a pandemic. You don't get that type of, I guess, that interaction that you're used to getting and normal life. Now that, you know, you don't go to barbershops as much, you don't get a chance to hang out and go to events as much or dinner as much. You can't, you know, shoot the breeze a little bit and talk some sports and talk a little trash about personal life, regular world, as much as you would like to. So the podcast, especially now we're doing over Zoom, it's a lot easier to do as well. But it gives you that kind of feel and that energy and that interaction that we haven't had in a while.
So DG, with the 76ers now, what's the experience been like with Philadelphia this year?
It's been refreshing, man. And not saying that it wasn't great in my other cities, but to start over, I said it's tough to have a quick turnaround like we've had. The only way to get through it mentally is to start fresh and have a little different feel, different energy, learn different people. So it was good that I had Dwight with me, but to have, you know, a different coaching staff, a different team around me and have a different role here, to have a voice and try to help, you know, groom these youngins or these younger guys in this team, this atmosphere on, excuse me, on how to win and try to become or chase what we're after and reach our goal. So that's been another new challenge for me. And, you know, each year as you get older, regardless of how much you've achieved, you always want to achieve more and take on different various challenges. So this one's been an interesting one. It's been fun. It's been refreshing. And so the city's starting to open up again now with restaurants and stuff, the pandemic. Hopefully we'll let fans in soon. But it's been a good experience so far, man. I'm enjoying it to this point.
I want to read some stats about Danny Green to make sure people understand. He's played in more wins than any Tar Heel ever. He won an NCAA championship. He went to two Final Fours. He was 4-0 at Cameron Indoor Stadium, 3 regular season ACC titles, 2 ACC tournament titles, 3 NBA titles, and one of only 3 Tar Heels to win an NCAA and NBA title. Why does winning follow where Danny Green goes?
I've been very lucky, man. And I said all those stats that you've listed is mostly because I've been blessed enough to stay healthy, to play in that many games, and also been a part of some great organizations and some great teams and teammates and plays for some great coaches. So I said I've been fortunate to this point, even now, so playing for a great organization with Philly and for Doc and Joel Embiid, MVP caliber player, Ben Simmons, all-star, Tobias Harris, all-star in my book many years over. He's been one of the biggest snubs this year. So play with talents like that and coaching staffs sort of been very lucky and fortunate, man. And hopefully I can continue that as long as I'm stepping on the floors and hopefully continue in the NBA arena.
I mean, DG, 3 NBA titles and a college championship. I mean, does that ever just hit you and be like, that's unbelievable?
I try not to reflect too much, think about it too much, because I don't want to ever be satisfied. But I do reflect at some moments in life, probably in the summertime when I have vacation. Unfortunately, with so much going on, the long year, the pandemic and the bubble and a quick turnaround, I haven't had a vacation in about 2 years. So I haven't had much time to reflect. So I have to keep moving, keep thinking and just worrying about, you know, focus on the next step, the next thing, next page ahead, next chapter and the next game. So I haven't had time to reflect. But yeah, 3 is a blessing, man. Mind you, I haven't even received 2 of those 3 rings. So I've only have the San Antonio ring. So I haven't really had a chance to really take it in and cherish the moment yet.
Coach Williams talks a lot about making sure that the highs are as high as the lows are low. When you win that much, how do you make sure that you're appreciating the winning and not thinking that it's normal? Because it's not.
It's tough, man. Because you said, I think in different organizations, you kind of start to understand and appreciate more because you see what they have went through before you've gotten there. Even though LA said before I've gotten there, they didn't make the playoffs the year before. So you understand that they're excited and happy to have a team that's winning. But it is a different atmosphere. There are high expectations there, especially when you have the talent you have around you and the city and the organization that you're playing for. Being in Toronto, you know, they're still trying to get over that hump. So making it to, you know, the finals was a big deal, man. And they'll forever remember you and treat you like a king for being a part of that run here in Philly. So we don't have the fans yet here. But I can tell with the organization, with the people around me, you know, this is the first time they've been number one seed since I can remember. But not saying that they're just satisfied and happy, but you understand, you know, how, I guess, lucky you are to be a part of that type of culture, that chemistry. Because not everybody gets to experience it, and you have different teammates, and they tell you their stories about who they've played for, who they've coached, or who coached them, and how much they were losing, and how bad it was, or how rough it was in that city. So you start to learn to appreciate it more through your teams, your teammates, other experiences, and, you know, just kind of try to appreciate it that way. But you know, so I've been very lucky. I've been blessed, man. Obviously, you can't win them all. But right now we're doing okay. I would like to continue to keep winning and being a number one seed in the East, and hopefully even stronger in the second half of the season, which I know is going to be tougher. We looked at it. A schedule just came out. It's going to be even crazier the second half of the season. But yeah, man, I've been lucky too and very fortunate to where I don't know what it's like to be a part of, you know, those experiences or organizations where, you know, losing is, I wouldn't say a habit or something that people are used to. So that's not something I plan on getting used to either, but I've been lucky, man. I've been very blessed.
More to come after this commercial break. It's the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Pandemic pain? Is this pandemic adding frustration, pain, and increased stress? Great news, there's hope without the use of pills or surgery. The experts at Breakthrough Physical Therapy have a cutting-edge program for that pain and stress. Call the location nearest for free information. Contact Breakthrough, Carolina's choice for keeping you in the game of life today. Breakthrough-PT.com.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is part of our winning team by making sure the hardwood is clean and safe for the players every game at the Smith Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Their mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see their whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, the official hardwood floor care provider of Carolina Athletics.
This season, there's one thing I'm looking forward to. Yeah, that and the great game day food. We can still celebrate big because I shop at Food Lion, like topping my sliders with bacon and cheese, adding a twist to my guac with roasted tomatoes, turning up the heat on my hot wings with jalapeno poppers on the side, and I'll pick up some treats in the bakery. Food Lion's got the fun and affordable food you need to keep your game day spirit high, because this is our home, and that's our Food Lion.
149 countries, all 50 states, 8,106 U.S. cities. We are fans. We are family. We are the people of this place. We are 342,000 UNC alumni. We're the UNC General Alumni Association, serving Carolina and our students, past, present, and future. Learn more at alumni.unc.edu. where it's always a great day to be a Tar Heel.
Start with a foundation of toughness, then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 11 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today. Based on 2010 through 2020 calendar year sales.
Welcome back to the Roy Williams Show. A little bit more with Danny Green coming up in just a moment. But we're brought to you in part by Dunkin', and it's time to introduce the Old Roy Donut. That's right, Coach Williams has teamed up with Dunkin' to create his very own donut during March Madness. 50 cents of every Old Roy donut purchased from March 14th to the 27th goes to the UNC Children's Hospital or Second Harvest Food Bank of Metrolina. Check it out, the Old Roy donut coming to Dunkin'. Let's get back to some more of our conversation with Danny Green. This is from the Carolina Insider Podcast. You're currently listening to the Roy Williams Show. What was life like in the bubble? I know you very publicly struggled some with your shot during some of the games. How difficult was that, particularly when you were so isolated in your situation?
It was tough, man. Bubble is one of the toughest things I've ever done in life, man. And I've been through some stuff. So just mentally, emotionally draining affects you more so than anything. And physically, obviously playing every other day. I'm trying to keep your mind off stuff. It's hard to keep your mind off when nothing else is really on or people just watching you and honing in on basketball. We were the first sport pretty much to come back, and that was nationally televised. Everybody's watching every game every night, and we're publicly every night critiqued and criticized, social media-wise, media, just all over. So it was said it was draining emotionally, and you're away from your families, you're stuck. No matter how nice the bubble is, you're doing the same thing every day, over and over, regardless of if it's heaven or if it's the worst place in the world. You get used to doing the same thing every day. It's going to get tiring. It's going to get boring. It's going to get draining, regardless of how well they dress it up. Over time, and we were in there for damn near 100 days, a lot of time, half that time, more than half that time, without our families and friends, without our girlfriends, wives, fiancés, kids. So it was a struggle, man. And I said, when that is draining on you or weighing on you, that'll affect your game a ton. And I think that was the cause of a lot of guys struggling in that type of atmosphere. And for me, it's hard to just kind of regain focus and get some freshness, some air, and just, you know, brush off and kind of bounce back. I never got a chance to really just bounce back from it and let my body, mind, and heal, and my emotional side of myself heal. So it was tough.
Coach Williams will rejoin me as we wrap things up after this break. It's the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
It's bow time.
So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea.
It's bow time.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gater will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
As an official sponsor of Tar Heel Sports, Janny King has the playbook to handle all of your commercial cleaning needs, from office buildings to stadiums, from hospitals to hotels. Janny King provides daily, weekly, and monthly cleaning to tens of thousands of businesses around the world. Call Janny King of Raleigh-Durham today at 919-852-1555. That's 919-852-1555. Or visit us at jannyking.com. Janny King, the king of clean.
Hey, all you Carolina fans, Nationwide Agents are just like you. They support the Tar Heels, too. They are also proud to live in the Triangle, where they help families like yours with auto, home, business, farm, and life. Don't drop the ball. Get the professional coaching you need to win at life. Give Pete Seagroves in Chapel Hill a call at 919-942-8733 or Terry Nobles in Raleigh a call at 919-833-3803 and go Tar Heels. Nationwide is on your side.
Send fresh North Carolina baked goods to the ones you love, no matter where they are. Dewey's Bakery has been baking scrumptious Moravian cookie thins, sugar cake, cheese straws, and other treats in Winston-Salem since 1930. Visit Dewey's.com to order heartwarming Southern gifts shipped across the U.S., straight from Dewey's Ovens to your family and friends. Plus, get free shipping on orders of $49.99 and up. Visit DEWEYS.com today.
Welcome back to the Roy Williams Show. We're going to get Coach's thoughts on the season finale, the matchup with Duke coming up Saturday evening at 6 o'clock. That'll be our final segment here on the show. But wanted to remind you first that the program and all of our coverage of Carolina basketball this year is brought to you in part by Harris Teeter. Each week, one winner will receive free groceries for every assist through the Big Four Grocery Assist Sweepstakes. Visit harristeeter.com. Look for the Grocery Assist Sweepstakes section to enter. All right, let's get back to our conversation with Coach Williams as we wrap up here the Tuesday, March the 2nd edition of the Roy Williams Show. Carolina's regular season finale comes Saturday at 6 o'clock. Tar Heels hosting Duke in the Smith Center. Coach, first meeting was tight. Carolina earned that 91-87 victory over the Blue Devils in Durham. Certainly no reason to believe that this game is going to be any different.
No, I'm always guessing that the North Carolina-Duke, regardless of where it is a game that goes down to the wire. I would take one thing right now and run as fast as I could, 10 out of 15 from three-point line. We would like to have that kind of shooting percentage on Saturday as well. They've righted the ship after our game. They lost to Notre Dame, and then they've won five of their last six or something like that. And it's a big-time talented team, and we know we've got to play great.
Duke does still play Georgia Tech tonight at 8 o'clock. But, Coach, in the six games since you guys played Duke, Matt Hurt did not have a great game against the Tar Heels, but, boy, he has been good since. He's averaging better than 22 points per game.
Well, we were fortunate. We wanted to get Matthew in foul trouble, and we did. That was a huge plus for us, and we'll try to see if we can do that again. And I'm going to try to make sure that he doesn't get 37 against us.
That game, again, is 6 o'clock in the Smith Center. We'll be on the air radio-wise for that one at 5 p.m. Coach, as always, great to see you. Thank you for your time, and look forward to talking with you next week.
All right, Jones, thank you very much.
You've been listening to The Roy Williams Show on the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Tonight's show is presented by Pinehurst. One smile, one round, one moment at a time. Tonight's show is also brought to you in part by Trusted Choice Independence Insurance Agents of North Carolina, who want you to stay safe behind the wheel. Let's have a hands-free NC. Ford is built to fit your lifestyle. Check out the great offers on the vehicles that'll help you win the day at buyfordnow.com. Contact your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. And by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.